What's up, guys? It's your boy Low Grizzly here.
Chaotic Savage the Gamer.
And your boy King.
This is episode 4.
Episode 4? Episode 4?
What?
Wow.
Cue the intro. Episode 4. I said last time episode 3 makes you a podcaster, but this episode definitely makes us a podcaster. And we have our third, ladies and gentlemen. From here on out, on every podcast, you're going to get Chaotic Savage the Gamer,
Rel Grizzly.
You're going to get Rel Grizzly and our new co-host. Talk to him, King.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy King here, and officially the third person on this podcast, and I am beyond excited.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, if you don't know who King is the guy who gave us that chilling ghost story the last episode. And if you did not listen to the last episode, go back, listen to the last episode. It was fire. Listened to it like 10 times, yo. I just was listening to the last episode before I fell asleep last night. My baby mom was like, you got to turn that off, man. Like, Jesus Christ, you listen to it every night. But I just love us. I love being able to hear Ace guys talk.
So, did you guys hear what happened recently about the Gunner and Little Uzi concert thing?
Yes, I did.
Let's talk about it.
So, basically, Gunner is a rapper, if you guys don't know. He's a rapper, and Little Uzi was his, like, I guess, opener or whatever. And Uzi tried to jump on stage.
For those who don't know, my fault. For those who don't know, Little Uzi is a rapper, too. Yes, but if you don't know who Little Uzi is, we got to let you know that part, too. So
Uzi jumped on the stage, and Gunna's security team, like, basically jumped Uzi for jumping on stage. And, like, Gunna had to, like, basically stop performing and run to his security team and tell his security team, that's Uzi, chill out, you know? But then, like, in the comments, they were saying, like, well, Uzi hasn't even dropped a tape in, like, almost 2 years, so he's not really considered a rapper now. So, he's just
does
a regular.
Does that even make it the case, though? Like, I mean, is Uzi not a rapper for not dropping anything in 2 years?
I mean, no, because, like, creativity takes time. I get that. But, I mean, you know, the fans want music, so it is what it is.
Yeah. I think they should have approached it differently.
Yeah, of course.
So, what's your take on it, King?
I think they did their job, but they did mistake Uzi for a fan, because I did read the article on it, or the Instagram post from Worldstar, and he did go on stage, and they bombarded him, and I think it was kind of uncalled for, but they was doing their job, so I understand it, but they should have honestly took, like, a closer look, and was like, okay, that's Lil Uzi, but, like I said, they were doing their job, so I understand that.
Okay.
Uzi don't even look like your average person, though.
No, he doesn't.
Exactly.
Like, I guess some kids is jacking his swag, but Uzi don't look like your average person. I feel like I would know Uzi in the crowd. If it was a crowd of 100 people and it was all bunched up, I could pick Uzi Vert out of the crowd. I'm not even an Uzi Vert fan. I like his music. I'm not a big fan of Uzi Vert. What? But my whole thing is, how is it that Uzi could come? Was Uzi even supposed to be there?
I don't know.
I think he was, but I think it was just like someone to add on the stage. Don't quote me on that though.
Okay.
So, but
right now, and it doesn't show that he has like a mic in his hand or nothing. Mm. But he did run or jump on stage, which did make him look like a fan. But they did the job. So
he wasn't even supposed to be on stage.
Okay.
So of course,
he was just going to support him.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He just jumped on stage just to rock out with Gunna. But I mean, then again, the security team did their job. So
then that's the key thing. But like to kick Uzi Vert's ass is just like
yeah, it's a whole other topic.
Scary.
Yeah.
But someone's getting fired, it's okay.
And I just feel like you gotta have rapping etiquette, yo. Maybe Baby didn't want anybody on stage with him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do rappers feel like it's okay to jump in the on stage just because of who you are, to jump on stage in the middle of your set and just, yeah, I mean, just get up there and do your thing like they gonna make it better or something?
I mean, it could be vice versa. You know, like I said, it could be to rock out, or it could, I don't know. We don't know, but I just know that, like, yeah, you know?
Yes, sir. All right, next topic, we're going to be talking about the Twitch streamer. Don't call me on her name. Chaotic, I'm pretty sure you have her name.
I think it's Alinity. So, Alinity. Is a Twitch streamer named Alinity, yes.
So basically, she was on stream a couple days ago, or last night, I'm pretty sure it was, and she was playing Fortnite, and her cat came on her desk, and she, like, flung the cat backwards behind of her, and she did not know where she threw that cat, so basically, there's a big controversy of if she should get banned, or if she has, like, so much hate right now, and so I just want to know, like, what is your guys' opinion about this?
Ban that bitch.
Wow.
I'm just saying, like, it's clear as day on the video that she picks the cat up with both hands and throw the cat over her head. She never even looked back to see where the cat land. It's not exactly like you can see rug in her room or anything like that. But I have a personal hate for people who, like, abuse animals. Like, I love animals. Down to goldfish. I love animals. I personally have a lot of hate for people who just kick, scratch, or like, abuse animals. And this is why, like, pit bulls. Like, I use pit bulls because they got the worst rep. Pit bulls got the worst rep, but it's because of how they're treated. If you don't treat a pit bull with care, he's going to be vicious animal. Like, pit bulls are vicious. And they get so much bad rap, but it's really because of the people who raise them. Because
of the owners.
And but there was a... Go ahead. Yeah, I'm listening. No, you go ahead.
There was another thing that got moving around and posted about her, is that same cat, she was streaming, and I guess she was getting drunk and taking shots with, like, vodka and stuff. And she was caught on stream giving her cat vodka. And if you guys didn't know, that if you give a cat vodka, that cat can basically die because I guess their stomach can't really take that, like, that strong stuff inside of it. Yeah. And so
you just can't even take it.
Shit.
Exactly. And giving it to a cat, it's even worse because they can just die from that. And it's sad because how are you just going to give your cat vodka?
People like that don't deserve animals. That's just the bottom line. People like that do not deserve animals, and they need to be prosecuted.
That just goes to show you what type of person she really is.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't care how cute you is. If you can do stupid stuff like that, there's no makes telling you stupid. What she really might do. I mean,
exactly. So my last and final thought, I feel like and think that this girl should get banned off Twitch because there are more rumors about other stuff she has done and went against Twitch rules. And broke them, so I feel like she should get banned and terminated her channel.
Definitely.
I think she should get banned too. Like, until she, like, you know what? She should donate some money to some goddamn cat charities or something.
They need to take her cat away.
Cruelty charities. They
need to take her cat away, honestly. Like, take her cat away.
Exactly.
That's not a good environment for a cat to be in.
So, bro, what is your final thought on this? You think she should be banned, or do you think she should have another chance?
I mean, people aren't perfect, but, like, you told me, like this isn't the first time she's done something like this. So, mm-hmm. I mean, she needs to be severely dealt with. You know, you can't do something like that repeatedly and think you're gonna get away with it. So I think she needs to be banned off Twitch, and her cat needs to be taken away. Those are my final thoughts.
And I 100% agree with you.
So that's so, all right. So yeah, you just basically said that she should be banned off Twitch and definitely take her cat away. But like, why would she even do that in front of all them people?
Exactly. On
Like, you
stream,
get
like,
such
it's.
a big following. Like I would I if I had the big that big following, I would not show people the worst sides of me. But it's not even that's not even it. Like, I watched the whole thing, and the people in the streams was LOLing and ha ha ha, and cats got 9 lives. Those people are savages too, man. It's not even just her. But
Exactly.
you shouldn't egg on behavior like that at all. It's not
But
cute,
that
it's
it's
not
like,
funny. It's
yeah. I
sad.
mean, that to me it was stupid. When I got a hold of this topic, I was just like, she's stupid. Stupid. And I would not follow her on Twitch. And to
Not at
think about
all.
it, I wonder how many Twitch streamers she's really probably gained because Drama Alert did a segment on her.
No, you
Like,
think
she
about
really
how many
probably gained.
people. Go ahead.
Not you got it, you got it.
I feel like we should know, like, think about how many people, like, unsubscribe from her because of the abuse. Because
I
there's
mean,
multiple times that something
people
happened
do.
with this cat.
I realize something. People do the most for attention and don't realize the consequences they do, they have. You know?
Exactly.
So.
So if you guys were like, let's say Twitch CEOs, and she, this Alinity girl, came to you guys and said, "I would like a second chance." Would you guys give her a second chance?
No.
I don't think I will, but I think sometimes, like, everybody deserves a second chance, yes, but if it's like animal abuse or animal like cruelty, I don't think I will because it's going against Twitch, like
Guidelines.
rules, yeah, guidance. So, and it wouldn't be fair to other people who got banned before to for her to get a second chance, you know what I mean? So, I feel like I would just, nah, she would just stay banned.
And I so how I feel about the second chance of her coming on is this. I know people who did really bad things who got the second chance and they were able to turn life around. And I mean people who did really bad things. And this woman, she did really bad thing. Like, you can't just
Exactly.
launch a cat like that. But I think if I was a CEO, I would give her a second chance just to see if she would be able to not only make up for what she did, but like if she could like at least change something in her act to like, make things better here on
Yeah.
for the future, or only support people who don't do the dumb stuff in their streams and stuff like that,
Yeah.
So I probably would give her a second chance.
You also have to think about like what she does off of stream, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like off of stream, I can imagine she's probably just like a drunk, crazy girl or something like that. 'Cause you could tell she's turnt in the video. She's
Yeah.
really turnt in the video. You can just tell. But if you
Exactly.
guys haven't seen this video, make sure y'all go and check it out on Drama Alert. Give Drama Alert some credit or something like that. Don't go to
Tell them
her
the East Coast
page.
sent you.
Just put crazy chick throws cat on stream and find it on somebody else, whatever. Don't show her no love on her page. But it's one of the craziest topics we probably gonna talk about today. But
Yeah.
moving on to the next topic.
All right, so next topic, we're gonna be talking about Ice Bay. And if you guys don't know, it's about, well, it's kind of out there on social media now. It's about a Mexican woman who does work now for the border control for Trump, for immigrants and people trying to cross the border. And I'm looking at the article right now, and it says that she is on the border control offices based in Texas, and she is looking out for immigrants trying to cross over the border. And so basically, there's been a whole bunch of talk about her being a Mexican and putting Mexicans back in their homes, like back in Mexico, or like where they come from. And so basically, really all there is that they think that she shouldn't be doing this because she's a Mexican and she's a really attractive woman. So I want your guys' opinions about if this is like something people should be mad about, or if this is just like her job and this is what she decides to do with her life.
I have a question.
What's up?
Is
you
she...
just ask the question. You gonna say a question with his question?
The question is she a Mexican American?
It does not say that. Okay. But I believe she came over here legally and she was born in here. But okay. Everybody thinks, what I'm assuming, don't quote me on this, is that she came over the border.
Okay.
And is working with border control, with putting her own people back.
Wow, that's wow.
Now let me get in there. Let me get in there with my random stupidity. My whole thing is, all right, she came over. If she did come over, she was legal. She clearly legal enough to get a
job
with the government. So is she really wrong for doing? I mean, it's just like having a stupid job. She has a stupid job. Like, I don't see me personally. I could never do it to my own. Mm-hmm. I could never be the one who cage my own. It gotta be some point in your body where you just like these are my people, and they came over illegally, but they trying to get out of a bad situation.
Yeah, but if you're in her shoes, which like I said, I'm just assuming, you have to see it from her point where if she did cross over illegally or if she was born in the U.S. This is her job and this is what she wants to do, so she has to do what her job says.
Exactly.
And if this is what people look at her as like a bad person or like a bad Mexican or whatever, she's doing her job and making money doing what she likes to do. And it's basically just her doing what she needs to do for her country. I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing, but you have to understand she is also doing her job.
But she definitely could be a model. She bad.
as like a side job, for sure.
Like, she is definitely
on the weekends.
A fucking capital 10, yo.
And if you guys do not know, her name is Kiara. Wait, Kiara? What is it? Cervantes. So that definitely sounds Mexican.
Side topic. Do they show like how many illegal aliens she's caught?
I mean, I don't think she was the one to catch him. Oh. I just think she was the one to be there.
No, she's just a border control watcher.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay,
like,
okay.
She just was the one that was just there to, you know, monitor them or whatever. Or maybe she could have a good job doing it, like just be the one. She's the one to make sure that nobody's sticking pencils or throwing nothing through the cages at them, you know? Just like watching off of both sides, I guess. But
and there's a hashtag going around. And in the article, it says, quote, hashtag Ice Baby and trending, according to Yahoo comments about, I don't know how to say her last name, Cervantes. Looks quickly flooded the web, but word with negative comments from users who criticized the Latina Guard for working with President Donald Trump ongoing immigrant crackdown. So basically, they're all just cracking down in hate.
I mean, she's not the only one. I'm pretty sure there's other people who've done the same or doing the same.
We caught her ass.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, she's just the only one who got caught.
She might not be the only one, but we caught her, so we own her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's.
But it is wrong. I think so.
Okay, so, King thinks it's wrong. What about you, Ro?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I could not lock up my own people.
And I hate to agree again. And I know we agree too much.
No, but like,
I it's couldn't just, do it either, yo.
No.
I just feel like it's just, like, I could never be a cop because I would probably let everybody go.
That's so funny story. A couple of years ago, I was actually studying criminal justice in college. I could not. Like, once I realized what I'm getting myself into, now I have a lot of respect for police officers and what they do, but I couldn't be a part of that system, put it like that. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's always a little dirt in every system. Every system. Yeah.
You also gotta think about, there are cool cops too.
Yeah.
There are some cool cops. I mean, there were some cops that pulled me over. And they should have locked me up. But I'm here now. So, yeah, I mean, shouts out to them. And fuck you, Salt and Pepper. You fucking bastard.
Wow.
They know who they are. Salt and Pepper was two cops that used to terrorize my neighborhood. Fucking asshole cops. Man. Fuck those guys. But all in all, I'm still here. So I ain't gonna trip about it. Yep. But. Let's segue.
Right. So,
you Uber now, right?
Yeah.
So, how are you liking this so far? How are you liking Uber so far?
I'm giving it like an 8 out of 10.
It's pretty solid.
Now you Uber in New York, but like New York is like one of the busiest cities.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's up there with Vegas. Mm-hmm. But it's one of the busiest cities. So, like, how does that even work in your city?
Well, I mean, so there's two types of Uber. There's, like, regular Uber, and then there's, like I guess, like, taxi Uber. I just started Ubering 2 days ago, actually. I've had quite a few experiences in the last 2 days. One actually happened today. Actually, my last ride of the day, it was like 11 p.m. and I picked up this guy. I'm not gonna say his name, but he gets in my car crying. I said, "Are you so and so?" He said, "Yes." And I'm like, "How's your day going?" He's like, "It's not going well." I'm like, "What's wrong?" He's like, "Well, I just broke up with my girlfriend." I'm like, "Oh shit.
Mona Lisa.
That sucks." He's like, "Yeah, I've been with her for 5 years." I'm like, "Jesus Christ," you know? And he's like, "Well, I'm sick and tired of like putting my life out there for these girls." And he's like, "Well, you know, I caught her cheating, this, that, and the third." I'm like, "Shit." Like, I can't really say anything, you know? I'm just trying to drive him home and shit.
I'm so sorry for this guy.
And I kept telling him, you know, there's plenty of nice women out there. You know, you're gonna find your guy. I mean, your girl. And look, it's 2019. Anything's possible.
Yo,
anything is possible. It's 2019. I'm serious.
Shout out.
But yeah, so I'm just basically trying to console the guy in the back of my car. And we just had a real long talk about women and life. You take a tragedy and turn it into a blessing. You know what I mean? So this wasn't his one. So he has to go back out there and find his one. So it was just a little awkward for me.
Women are savages.
Yeah, definitely. It was a little awkward for me because I'm not a therapist. You know, so. Yeah.
Definitely don't Uber. You have to be a therapist. Like,
yeah.
People get in your car and just tell you stuff they should never tell you.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I should not know that your daughter is having sex right now at the age of 12. Like, don't get in my car and just hey,
start
what's
talking
up,
to
guy?
Me like I've been talking to you for years.
I can't believe my daughter's sucking.
God. Wow.
What? Like, what am I supposed to say? Like, oh, yeah. I'm sitting there just trying to get 5 stars. Like, oh, so, really?
At that point, you just stay quiet and put the music
no,
on.
No, but so crazy story.
Turn it up a little bit louder.
At the end of the ride, it was about a 20-minute ride. and he ended up giving me a tip plus of $7. So yeah, he gave me a tip.
That's nice.
So that was the end of the story, bro.
Yeah,
pretty much. Where's the explosion? It's supposed to be explosion and Terminator come out of nowhere.
What?
You're telling me you end the story with he gave me a tip?
Yeah, he gave me a $7 tip, bro. So, I mean, it was gonna be a $20 ride, and it turned up being like a $30 ride. So, not bad, not bad.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
I got an Uber story for y'all.
In the 2 days I've done Uber, I made $200 for only driving 4 hours a day. So that's
pretty. 200 to 4 hours, God damn.
No, between the 2 days.
Well, still.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that ain't bad. It's 2 days, but it's 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I got an Uber story. I want to hear an Uber story. I got the craziest Uber story you guys have ever heard.
What?
All right, listen, it's 2 a.m. I wind up getting an Uber pool, and I hate Uber pools. Uber, if you're listening, take this shit off right now. I don't want it on there. It's a waste of my gas, a waste of my fucking oil. I hate it. This girl, she gets in my car. She gets an Uber pool. Now, it wind up she's going 17 minutes away, but I have to pick two other people up. She winds up falling asleep in the back of the car, and I'm telling you, I'm not making this shit up. The girl is snoring so loud. Is over the radio, and the girl that's sitting behind her, well, not behind her, beside her, is like starting to get a little angry. Wow. So like I tried to start cracking some jokes to make her happy or whatever. We wind up getting the first girl to the stop. She gets out the car. Okay, so now it's the snorer and it's another girl in the front seat. Now the girl in the front seat is starting to get a little angry. She like, maybe we should just wake her up. I'm like, I'm hoping she wakes up before we get to the stop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, boom. I drop off this girl. Now she's the last one. I hit cancel. I stop request so that no one, when you stop the request, no one can request your car to be in the pool. Now, basically, I'm taking this girl to the location that she put in GPS. I finally get there. I park up, I say, miss, you're here, your ride is over, you have to get out the car. It took me 15 minutes
what?
To wake this chick up. I kid you not, yo. She
what?
Was so, I thought she was dead.
What?
I'm like,
oh,
how the
man.
Fuck am I going to cover this chick up? I don't
no.
know what you fucking do.
No.
I'm going to bury the body, yo.
No.
I'm never going to believe I was an Uber driver, yo.
No
I'm
way.
Never going to believe I'm an Uber driver. I don't have the little fancy car mount for the fucking car. I'm like, this shit is going, I'm going down for life. It's dead chick in the back of my car. So, look, that's not even it. She wakes up, right? Finally. I say, miss, your ride is over. I mean, you gotta get out the car now. I don't know what else you want me to do, but I gotta go. She wakes up and say, this isn't my destination.
What?
I'm like,
what?
I don't give a fuck what destination is yours. Get the fuck out the car. This shit took you. I dealt 17 minutes of hearing her snore, only for her to tell me that wasn't her destination. And the chick gets out the car and she slammed my door.
No.
Duh. Slammed my door.
Brick in her head.
To
no.
slam my damn door.
What?
Bruh. Like, people are savages. I doubt 17 minutes of you snoring and you gonna slam my door. That's mad disrespectful. If you drive Uber, don't slam the door, yo. Don't slam the mother effing door, dog. Because it's disrespect. That was probably like the worst driver I ever had. Cause first of all, I thought she was dead. I didn't know what to do. She stopped snoring and everything. Like when the second girl got out the car, snoring silenced.
Damn.
So I'm like, all right, cool. It's gonna be easy. I ain't got much to fight over. I was, excuse me, miss. I'm all the way turned around in the driver's seat. Like, miss.
Damn.
Wake up. Nothing was working, yo.
Crazy.
That gotta be the craziest experience ever. And I didn't want to leave her stranded. So I'm like, if you tell me where you want to go, I'll put it in Google Maps and I'll take you there for free. I put it in Google Maps. She wanted to go to Delaware.
No.
What?
I drove off. I hope she made it. I hope she made it. She shouldn't have slammed my door. Maybe I would have took her, yo.
Wow.
I was not taking her, yo. F of that. And the crazy thing is, the destination she gave me was in the other direction.
Damn.
So if it was, even if it was 23 minutes, there is now 50 minutes because I'm taking 17 the way back.
She would have got back in your car and started snoring all over again.
Like, for real, man. And that really was just like, I'm like, yo, I can't deal with people. I don't know why I Uber. I cannot deal with people. I hate people. just got crazy, man. But, King, you going to be there in a little bit. And I'm trying to tell you, you can't be drifting while you got the people in the car, man.
Can't
be ripping on the East Coast. You can't be ripping on the e-brick like that, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'll try.
So you got any races coming up?
Matter of fact, yeah, kind of. Next weekend on Saturday at around, I think it's 8, maybe 9 o'clock at night, we have some races set up for a couple cars now. So your boy's going to be there in his Acura.
Oh, that's what you with? What's your car?
Yeah. Now I got an Acura, but I'm probably going to sell it soon, though.
What kind of like Acura or what? What year?
Don't quote me on it because I just got it. But I'm pretty sure it's a 97.
Okay. That was a great year, by the way.
97 was a good year. That's the year Raul Grizzly was born.
Facts.
If anyone knows, you know that. If you ever had to do like an Ace Guy trivia. He was born in 97.
In the woods.
But yeah, I'm probably gonna bring that out. Usually I go on my Accord, but I think I might bring this beast out to next week.
Did you win that in the pink slip or no? You just won it?
Nah, I don't do that yet.
Oh. I was about to say that's gonna take a lot for you to race the pink
slips. Yeah, I'm gonna need my car more. But yeah, my Accord does some crazy stuff. And it's close to bone stock, but I've done some stuff, so it's around 260 horsepower right now.
Not bad.
260 horsepower. Did you soup it up or?
It's close to stock, but yeah, I've souped it up a little bit.
I was about to say you can't go out there and just race stock. Everybody out there with some crazy mods on their John. Exactly. You out here with the stock John, like, yeah, I'm going to take that tonight.
Exactly, but it's crazy too, because when it was stock, it still was like stupid quick. But it's cool.
2-1 All right, so you guys know at the end of the podcast we used to do the dumbest fact thing, and we just figured we can't keep doing the dumbest fact. We want to, once we start moving up and we get our stuff on Spotify and SoundCloud, right now we're on Podbean. So once we start moving up, we just want everybody to be able to enjoy our podcast. And the dumbest facts are just so dumb. So we're just done. We're done with the dumb facts. Now we're going to grant a person the ace of the day. And today, our ace of the day goes to our new co-host, King.
What? Oh, man. That's what's up.
Now, if you guys don't know who King is, go on our Instagram, Ace Guys Gaming. King has been putting in the work. I'm talking mad clips every day. Right now, he got 2 clips up, 30-plus views. He is doing it crazy, and he's really showing Ace God love and putting in that work. So make sure when you go click on his video and you see that quad feed, before you fall out your chair, follow this man because he is snapping. Ace God style, yo. Wow. And shout out the Ace Gods, yo. And thank you, King. We want to thank you, yo.
No problem, bro. Ace My God. Pleasure.
And be prepared.
Quick plug.
Plug him in.
I'm going to throw my YouTube out there. Boosted Kicks. I post my quad feeds. I have a montage coming soon. in the making right now. So be on the lookout for that. I upload sometimes to just gameplays of me doing some nasty things with like the SOG and stuff like that. So be on the look for that. Remember, the channel is Boosted Kicks.
Wow.
Boosted Kicks, go follow.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. You didn't hear it anywhere else but here first on the Ace God Podcast.
The Ace God Podcast.
Next week, we are doing the movie. We're going to give our reactions on new movies plus The Lion King. So, you guys be back here next week for episode 5, because that one's going to be one for the taking. And I swear to God, I'm going to go see Lion King on Monday. And it's
same time, same place.
I'm going to make sure that y'all hear it. Y'all are going to hear me read.
Oh, no. If it's ass.
If that first yah ain't right, oh my God.
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now.
I was never in the movie theater.
I'm telling you. No, fuck that. Fuck that. If this shit's ass, I'm going down to Orlando and pulling up. I'm not playing.
You pulling up on the Lion King?
I will pull up on Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, all the motherfuckers. I ain't playing these games.
Lion King better be right. But as always, it's your boys, the Ace God. I'm Chaotic Savage, the Gamer.
This is Rob Grizzly signing out.
And this is King.
Peace.
Peace.
I didn't know we was doing that peace thing.
Bruh.